outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, February 8th. We're back in the studio.
Back in the studio.
Brigetta is here despite getting up late.
You know, I don't understand what that is.
Yeah.
I didn't even, I went to bed really early last night, too. I went to bed at, like 10.
Really? So you got a good sleep, good night's sleep.
Well, my dogs kept waking up, like, I'm not even kidding. They rarely do this, but sometimes they do, and it's like they get up every hour. And I'm like, why?
And it wakes you up? What? Are they waking you up?
Yeah, they wake me up because they want to go outside, so I have to go out.
Like, wow.
I used to let them out on my my balcony, but I don't do that anymore because my little one, the littlest one, got out. Like, she got out.
Really?
Yeah, so I need to fix, like, the fence thing in it.
Yeah.
But, so I literally have to get up and, like, go all the way in the other room and let them out the back, and it's just, like, it's a pain in my ass. And I got up, like, four or five times last night.
Wow.
I know, and I was, like, dead asleep, and my alarm didn't go off this morning. It went off at, like, literally, like, 9:16, and I'm like, that's a joke, right?
Yeah.
I'm like,
how did that happen, I wonder? Did someone mess with the clock?
Maybe. I don't know. And, like, it's never, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I go by this clock every day. And I usually I get up at, like, 7, usually, anyway, to do work. I guess, I don't know.
Wow.
But I didn't sleep through it. It's a song. It's a loud-ass song. Like, there's no way. And it won't stop. Like, you have to actually make it stop.
Right.
Like, there's no way. So I was like, that's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, anyway, but I'm here.
You're here, and you're bright and, and happy, it seems, so that's good.
Like,
you know, I ran into a couple of people this morning who were not very happy.
Oh,
so,
that's not good.
Yeah, so it kind of brought me down, but, you know, we sit in here and everything is forgotten.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to have a guest in a few minutes calling regarding her book.
Yeah, Changing Your Game.
Yeah, Changing Your Game, A Man's Guide to Success with Women. So
this is
if
cool.
You guys, I figured I need some help with that too.
Yeah. So,
so you know what the funny thing is that I've always been comfortable around women.
Yeah.
And once I'm introduced to her, then there's no problem at all talking and stuff. But I have trouble like walking up to women in a bar, for example. You know.
See,
because I think it's like sort of like they're so like used to it that.
Right.
They're like skeptical about who walks up to them and talks, you know?
You know what? I think you're right in a way because I think when guys come up to me in a bar, I'm nice to everyone. I always am. But it's like, okay, what do they want?
Right.
And
exactly.
I'm thinking it instantly, like, great, what do they want? Well,
and you're thinking about, what can I say that doesn't sound like a line that she's already heard a million times, you know?
And it's funny because then I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, it better not be a line.
Yeah.
and I'm like...
So maybe we can find out about that,
you
know, how to approach women and
it's,
stuff.
It's funny, too, because it's like, you know, I can talk to anyone or anything at any time, but if I really, really like someone, then I get like, oh...
What,
which is
speechless?
Retarded in a way sometimes. Or I just either that or I blabber too much because I'm trying to cover up for my
you're nervous
and it's like what the hell, why, like, can't you just be yourself, because it would be so much better if you were. It's funny.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a whole battlefield out there, you know, and we need to know how to navigate that.
You copy that. But yeah, she had another book too. It's Not Him, It's You.
Right. Yeah, she was actually on the show before. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if
That was pretty good. Yeah. You know, as far as like not blaming the guy for mistakes and things like that. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. So I just briefly just wanted to talk about the elections yesterday. I don't know if you're aware, but there were like three primaries yesterday.
I have no idea.
And Rick Santorum won all three. Now, you probably never even heard of him.
No.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't pay attention to that. You know, I hate it. I hate it.
But it was a shocker, actually. So I just thought I'd bring it up for a moment.
Who is he?
And
is he like? Right,
he's running. Left? He's running for a Republican nomination.
Okay.
So there are four people left, and everybody thought Romney was a slam dunk, but Santorum won in three states: in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. So. Yeah, I know you don't care, but no. You know what? It kind of matters.
Most people care. I just don't give a shit.
No, most people do not care. But based on what you see on Facebook, for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Facebook, did you hear this? A group of moms stage nurse-ins at Facebook offices. In other words, they're protesting the fact that Facebook takes down breastfeeding pictures.
What?
Nursing pictures.
That's kind of disgusting. Who the hell wants to see that shit?
Yeah.
I will tell you one thing. You know, they almost closed
but
my account.
But it's not shit. I think it's beautiful to see breastfeeding, no?
No. Why? I don't want to see your damn tit feeding another kid that I don't care about. It's just gross. I don't want that. Why are you going to put that up anyway? Oh, everyone look at my boob. It's just an excuse to be like, oh my.
No, I mean, that's true. But the thing is that, yeah, they should cover themselves and stuff. Some women do, you know. But understand where... They need to breastfeed in public sometimes, you know?
Okay, I get that, but you don't need to put a photo of it on Facebook.
Yeah, take pictures of it.
That's just disgusting. Why would you want to do that? Oh, look how beautiful this is.
No, but that's the thing. Why would you look at it as disgusting? It's a natural
thing. If it's an actual art piece, mm-hmm. fine. But if it's an actual photo of you breastfeeding your child, that is just foul. Like, I'm sorry. People don't want to see that. People don't want to see that. That is just gnarly. It's just gross. No. Mm-mm. You know what else makes me mad there, too? Because Facebook closed my account one day for a photo that I had that was an art photo that I did. Mm-hmm. And I put chocolate syrup all over myself. It was like this... sexy photo. Uh-huh. You could not see anything because the nipple actually was taken out of the photo. Like it was smoothed into the chocolate because that's what the photographer did. And they closed my account down for that.
Really?
Because it insinuated.
Right.
So if you're going to close my account down when you don't see anything and you insinuated nudity, but you're going to flat out show your tit feeding your baby, which I don't give a shit about. And I think that's just disgusting because I don't care. That's just, it's not art. It's not. It's a photo of you taking
yourself. Yeah, but people pull up all kinds of pictures that you may not like, you know, but there are people that do like it, you know. Why take it down?
But Facebook did it to me, so Facebook can do it to them. So there.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
So you have something invested in that.
But it's just like mine was art. Mine truly was art. And but you didn't see anything. It was, you know, and there's kids that are on there too. So like we want to watch a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old or like, oh, look, there's a booby. You know what I mean? Like, just why? Why? I don't know.
Some people think it's a beautiful thing. They want to share it.
Well,
what the hell, you know?
It's a beautiful thing.
It's definitely not a dirty thing to breastfeed a baby.
No, it's not not a dirty thing, but I'm saying take a picture of it. It's kind of disgusting. You're just asking for, like, men to be like, it's just gross. But actually, men don't even think that's sexy. Like, if they think if it's your baby and, like, it's your guy's baby, then yes, that guy would think it would be sexy. But if it's, like, no, men don't think that's sexy.
Well, don't speak for men. We see a boob, we're happy.
I guess, but I just think that's just gnarly. Like, I don't throw up in my mouth. Can we just change subject?
Okay. So one more thing before we leave Facebook, I wanted to bring this up, is apparently when you delete your pictures, they're not really deleted off their servers.
Yeah, that makes me
Did
mad.
You hear that?
Yeah.
So what happens is, of course, you know, it's not displayed on the pages or anything, but if you know the direct link to the picture, you can get there and see it. Because they're
not really
deleting it. No, it's not cool at all. And, you know, these things are going to come back to haunt you later on.
Yeah.
You know, with this timeline thing too, the new timeline that they have now. Have you seen?
I didn't update
pages?
Mine.
Yeah, I didn't either. But
I don't like it.
But it's going to happen automatically for everyone.
What is the? I don't understand the timeline. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, it just kind of lets you jump to different periods in your life and see what's going on. So if you wanted to see some postings from 2008 or something, you can quickly get to it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it either. You know, there's some things that probably you forgot about that you don't want people to see anymore.
Well, not only that, but it also doesn't make sense to me because when you're on the page and it, like, goes from left column to right column to left column.
Right, right.
It's like, why is it zigzag? Just
that
make
makes
it all
me crazy.
In one row. It drives me insane. I hate it.
Yeah.
So I don't even
It's know. Because they can't fit all the boxes on one because, you know, there's like, that uses a timeline too. It shows you which one came first, right?
I don't like
it. Yeah, it shows you which box came first. So... That's why they have to do it on both sides. But it's so friggin' confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And why give an entire box to a small post, for crying out loud?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Exactly.
You know?
There's a lot of things on there that I don't like when people post things on my page, mm-hmm. unless it's really funny.
Right.
If it's really funny, then if it has to do with me, which is so selfish.
Right.
But if it has to do with me, then great. But if it doesn't have anything to do with me, don't put it on my page.
No, I know. I delete it too. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I don't care.
Try to take advantage of your friends, and you know, and
yeah. Now, if it's something funny, if it's something really, really funny, you know, I'm gonna die laughing. Then
right.
fine. Then
yeah.
fine. But
exactly, it has something to do with you. You know, I mean,
right.
otherwise, the hell with it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Any advertisements taken off?
Yeah.
Anything like advertising? And I want to, like, I encourage the arts, and I encourage. But if I don't know you. And that well, and you post some shit on some show on my page, it's being deleted.
Yeah.
Don't tag me in that. I don't care. I don't know you.
Yeah.
But
I
if
know.
You suck, and then I send people there, and it's like.
I know. Like 4,000 friends. I don't
know
any of them, right?
So rude. That's wrong of me. I'm sorry. I'm just being a brat today. I really am. I don't know why.
No, that's fine. I mean, you know, Facebook is your page is a personal thing.
Yeah.
You do with it whatever you want.
Exactly.
You know? But some people and all these tagging with the shoes and stuff. You know, do you get that one?
Tagging
with
shoes.
Yeah, they tag your name on advertisement for shoes.
What?
Yeah, and they start tagging like the whole, you know, your whole circle of people.
I never got that.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it all the time.
Okay.
Freaking shoes.
It sounds like your friends have been hacked then.
No, it's not hacking. I mean, you can tell some people, you know, they friend you just to be able to spam your page.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. What about Google Plus? Have you tried that at all?
I don't understand this Google Plus. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. People like start friending me on there, and I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
How do they?
Well,
do
they
that?
Don't really friend you. They kind of add
they
you to a circle, so it's like following you. So you know, just like on Twitter.
So
if they add you to a circle, like let's say somebody knows you from, you know, they have friends in LA, so
well,
they'll put you in the LA circle.
Honestly, I think it's fans that are doing it because I don't know who any of these people are. I've never heard of them in my life.
Yeah, probably.
And they're from all over the place.
Yeah.
But I don't
understand. That's why they follow you. Whatever you post comes up on
their page. I don't post anything.
Yeah, I know. I don't either.
How do you do it?
It kind of never caught on, you know?
It's Google. Like, I don't know how do you do that. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a Twitter person.
Yeah.
Everyone tweets.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the book. Everyone shits. Everyone tweets.
I remember that book for my kids when they were young.
Everyone shits. Or everyone poops. Whatever.
Yeah, everyone poops. Everyone shits.
Whatever.
Oh, man. So that was cool with the puppeteer yesterday, huh?
Oh, my God. He was really cool. I really liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really kind of want to go and check it out.
Yeah.
I think it'd be
awesome. I know. I looked him up, and I saw they have a lot of, like, puppets that look like Muppets, but mm-hmm. ones that are unfamiliar. You know, they're
cool.
new ones.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's
cool.
really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We should go. It'd be cool to, like, take, like, I wonder if they have, like, a Muppet making shop, and you could, like, you know, like a, you know, like Color Me Mine, where you can go to like Color Me Mine, and you can like go for the day and like, you know, paint and make something and like bake it or whatever.
Right.
What if they have like, you know, like a workshop where you take your kid for the day and you could come and make a Muppet?
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
I know. Well,
yeah.
You know, maybe they have that. I don't know. I'm sure.
Randall. I have no idea. But, goodness. So I have that huge event this week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you coming?
To the spa
day. Yeah.
Okay, that's on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's involved there?
It's just a day. I don't know.
So they invite everybody and whoever comes?
No,
they...
it's only celebrities. So
oh, I see.
We're not gonna,
okay.
Yeah. It's only celebrities.
It's like an open house type of a thing.
No. But that's the thing, like, you know what made me mad? This is so rude. So I have this huge event that I'm planning, and it's invite only. It's celebrities only. And somehow, like, people are, I guess because we put it out in the press release, so, like, it's everywhere. Like, all the press know, and it's just, you know, people know about it. So people are calling, instead of, you know, you have to RSVP with us, instead of RSVPing with us, they have been calling the spa behind our back, thinking we won't know. And the spa's, like, trying to book an appointment to, like, get in. And I'm like... You think you're smart, but I'm smarter than you. And if you show up uninvited, I do have security there, you idiot. And there is a list, you idiot. And you have to check in with me, you moron. You can't get around me. So, and if you do, like, I literally, I'm crazy. Like, you really want to do that? I'm going to make you feel like the biggest idiot if you show up uninvited and make you feel like me, small, because you're the idiot that tried to do that. Like, it just, it makes me mad. I don't know. But anyway, so I just found that interesting when people are trying to get in, like, behind our backs.
You can get vicious sometimes.
Oh, I'm the devil. Don't piss me off. I'm the devil. I'm Italian.
Yeah, that's
true. But it's also like, you think you're getting one up on me, and you're not.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried everything in the book. I know, and I'm better than you. So,
okay, well, I guess this call, and we'll go back to that one.
Okay.
Good morning, Christy. You're on the air.
Good morning, you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. This is Christy Hartman, of course. And you were on the show, I think, last year with your previous book and contacted me. And your new book sounds very interesting. The book is Changing Your Game, A Man's Guide to Success with Women. Did you just release the book? Is it new?
Yes, it is. It's pretty new. Very new.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on it. I know books are like a little baby, you know, when you first release them.
It sounds really cool. So will you tell us kind of like how you came about the idea of it and what, and yeah, that.
How did the book come about?
Absolutely. So, you know, I've written two other books for women and, you know, my specialty is dating. Mm-hmm. You know, dating is really challenging for a lot of people. And, you know, and men kept asking me, you know, when are you going to write a book for men? Why do you have all these books for women? What about us? You know, we've got questions and we have needs. And, you know, there are some books out there for men, but not many. Most of them are in kind of the pickup artist genre.
Right.
Yes,
they're all about picking up women at bars or trying to get women to sleep with women. It's like, you know, that's fine. But, you know, a lot of guys want more than that. They want actual dating advice from someone. That from a woman's point of view and from someone who knows something other than how to pick up women in bars. So
that's true.
Why
Right.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Is I'm really terrible at picking up women at bars, but if you give us other ideas, that would be great.
Yeah,
I can do that. you know, there are, you know, when it comes to finding women or picking up women, you know, bars are like one of the worst places ever. I tell
copy
them
that.
You don't even think about that.
Copy that. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I see you coming. I smell you coming.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No woman wants that. Guys don't like it. It just, you know, bars are for having fun with your friends, you know, for watching the game. That's what bars are for.
Really?
Exactly.
So you're saying that most women do not go to bars to get picked up or meet somebody?
No, I don't.
Really?
I go to watch a football game.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or unless you're...
The only exception is maybe if you're in college, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, at best. But once you're past college age, it's like that's just not going to fly.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, you know. Because I thought, you know, a woman would know if I'm going to a bar, I'll probably get hit on. Right?
Yeah.
Because she's in public with guys and stuff.
I mean, it happens when I go out to dance with my friends. I go out to, you know, chill and talk. Mm-hmm. And I go to watch the game, like the games. And that's the thing, like... If it happens to be where we're chatting, you know, and it's a football game and we're chatting and we're arguing over the team or whatever it is, then it's kind of funny, flirty.
That's different, yeah, because it's not about picking you up.
Right,
you know?
It's about the game, and then you can, kind of move in that way. Only if it's about the game.
Right.
Don't even try anything else unless you're buying all of our drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it's like if you drink too much, then you're going to blow it anyway, right?
So
it's like, you know, it's very dicey in bars. So, good places are, I mean, study shows that most couples meet through the traditional ways. They meet through friends, they meet at work, or these days they meet online. Those are the top three ways to meet people, and it all makes sense, right? Single women go to all those things, and all those places are social environments where you're expected to talk to people, you know? And so I tell men, hey, you know, if you're invited to any party, any barbecue, any co-ed wedding shower, you go.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to be where the women are.
Yeah, exactly. And online, obviously, there's tons of women on there. And that's got its own challenges. But, you know,
so what are some of the challenges with online dating? Because I wanted to bring that up. That's pretty relevant. A lot of people are using that. What are some of the challenges with that?
Okay, so the challenges of online dating, some of them are different for men and women. The challenges for men, the very first one is having realistic expectations. I think that when men see just how many women are on there, how many attractive women are online, they get excited and they're going to send out emails. They think they're going to get all these dates. And, You know, it just doesn't work that way. A lot of men, attractive, good-looking men, they get online and they send out emails and they don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. And that's actually very normal.
Right.
And, you know, because there are a lot of people on there, you don't know what they want or need. You don't know what their expectations are. You don't know if they're really ready to date. And so it's very normal to not get a lot of action right away online. You
right.
just have to keep plugging away at it.
Yeah, and I imagine women get, like, so many emails and messages from men that, you know, how can they possibly return all of them?
Right. And it's like...
Exactly.
You only have so much time in a day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's a different challenge in itself. And so the other thing is, you know, when I get on Match and do my research, you know, I look at men's profiles and I'm surprised at how many of them are really sloppy.
Mm.
You know, you have to look sharp. You know, you have to have a good picture of you. Take your sunglasses off. You know, no pictures of you with the X cut out, you know, where you can see her arm around you. You can't do that. You know, no red eye. You know, you got to have a decent photo of you. And, you know, you have to have a decently written, you know, like a write-up of yourself. It doesn't have to be perfect grammar or super funny. It just has to be. You have to put a little thought into it,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know, and you can't be too generic when you do stuff online, too. Some people say, well, I like travel and I like sports, and so does everybody. Or
yeah, exactly.
You got to get specific, you know, and I tell men, get specific in what it is you really like. Tell her.
Yeah.
So, the final mistake. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say the final mistake men make online is, you know, because there seems like there's so many women on there, they tend to narrow their age range too much.
Mm.
They tend to men will seek younger women online than they'll date in real life.
Oh, wow. Because maybe they think they can, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They see how many of them are on there, and they think, well, why not? You know, younger women are attractive, right? But, you know, you actually, younger women have a lot of options online, and so it's better to expand your age range as much as possible and see what interesting women come your way.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. And,
yeah.
And not be so, like, you know, locked in on the younger women
right.
and stuff. Yeah. Now,
exactly.
So you discussed several things in your book and stuff, and you mentioned something about the number one predictor of success with women. What
right.
would that be?
Okay, this is an interesting one. It's not at all what most guys think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most guys think it's, you know, having lots of money, being successful, but it's actually what I call a problem solver's mindset.
Uh-huh.
It's having the right mindset. You know, it's all about attitude. You know, a successful guy, you know, a guy who succeeds with women goes out there and says, you know, I'm going to try this situation. I'm going to talk to this woman. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to figure out what does work.
Right.
A lot of men, if they feel like they're not succeeding at something, they kind of lapse into a kind of an almost like defeated mindset. Oh, it's too hard. You know, women won't talk to me. You know, women are difficult. You know, women have it easy. You know, those are a lot of things women have told me or men have told me. And I'm like, you know, that's not the case. Women have it harder, too. You need to get out there and you need to have the right attitude, you know, that you're going to this doesn't work, you're going to find something that does. You need to think, instead of focusing on the problem, you need to focus on the solution.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to make this better?
Right.
And that works in any area of life, but it works really well with women.
Right. So now, what about men that, you know, depend on their looks and stuff for a lot of different things? Do women look at that as well? Do they care as much?
Depends. Not really. I don't. I don't go by looks. I go by the vibe that I have with someone. It's all about, like, the connection.
Right.
And I don't care what. I mean... Yeah, it would help if you're like absolutely great, but it's more about a connection.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah, yeah. Men, you know, men are attracted visually first, and then they look for the connection. A lot of times, women do it the other way around. They think, do I feel a connection with this guy?
Right.
You know, and then they think, am I attracted to him after that? You know, and but good-looking men do get more action.
Right.
And but what it takes to good looking is what it takes to be good looking isn't as hard as men think. You don't have to be, you know, 6'4" and, you know, a college athlete. You know,
yeah.
You can just focusing a little bit on dressing up to date, keeping your hair cut, you know, keeping yourself shaved. You know, just the basics can really make a huge difference in making women be like,
That's
like
true, and women are attracted to different kinds of men. You know, and I would imagine, you know, some people are, you know, if you just have If you just dressed, you know, if you groomed and clean cut and stuff, that might be enough for them. You know, they don't, you don't necessarily have to look like Brad Pitt.
No, you don't have to look right. like Brad Pitt, but I will say that I notice everything. Mm. I do. I notice down to your like your fingernails. Go right. get a manicure, please, yeah. if they're disgusting. Like, you know? Like, I notice that.
You know what? You bring up a great point. Women notice details. Yep. Men notice overall if a woman's attractive, but women notice the little things. They'll notice if your fingernails are dirty. They'll notice if your neck isn't shaved,
yep.
you know, or if you haven't had a haircut in 4 months. You know, they see the details.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will, and online too, they notice things like that. They don't like it. So it's like the most, if a guy can put in the basic effort, he's going to get more offers.
Yeah. Right. I don't mind like scruff. I kind of think scruff is sexy. It just makes you like man, like a man.
Right.
So that's fine. But like.
So that depends on your taste. I
yeah,
guess,
it depends on your taste. But I think with your nails, absolutely. And don't wear sandals if you have funky nails. That's just gnarly, dude. You know, like. And dress right. I think style is a big thing too. Like I like men who are just kind of together in a way.
Yeah.
You know, what I talk about with men when it comes to clothes is the biggest thing that I think that turns women off is out-of-date clothing.
Yes!
You know?
Yes.
When you're wearing jeans from 10 years ago, it's like they just don't look good anymore. It just, there's something about that that's such a big turn-off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to wear suits. You don't have to wear Italian shoes. You just keep your clothes up to date. If you can do that, you're miles ahead of a lot of men.
Right.
I agree.
And that's not easy for a man because men don't like shopping for clothes and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Now,
they need to get a girlfriend to take them shopping. Or a female friend.
I agree, and that's what I used to do actually a lot. Like I used to, because I remember meeting a bunch of guys in the very beginning. This is back in the day, and I'm like, they could be so great if only they would change their damn wardrobe. So you have to wait about a month or two, and then you move in, and then you just change them all up. And then,
yeah, you go to the closet, and you're like, no, you're not keeping this stuff here. Let me take you to the Banana Republic or, you know, wherever.
Zara.
It's funny how women do that.
They do. And I have to say, like, for men out there who don't know where to go, like, Zara is one of the perfect places to go shopping because they have every different style of clothing from the sporty guy to, like, the chic guy to, you know, chill to whatever. I think, and they're cheap but aren't expensive. I think Zara is, like, literally the sexy place to go.
Mm.
I prefer.
That's an inexpensive place for sure.
Yeah. I prefer Metro Men. I know that's really weird. Metro. I do.
But that's the thing is that, you know, many beautiful women will say, I like geeks. I like nerds. You know, so it's not always about, you know, you're looking like a movie star.
No. But exactly. You have to be put together.
But geeks and nerds often will dress up to date. They have the right jeans on. They have a cool shirt. And especially in these days, you know, 20 years ago, geeks and nerds were wearing way out of date stuff. Today, not even. They're the they're the cool guys now.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, Christy, finally, I wanted to discuss with you one topic that's, you know, that's inseparable from dating, and that is rejection. Because men, you know, I mean, when you walk up to somebody, you're always taking a risk of being rejected, and nobody likes being rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the tips you have for us on that?
Okay. So, yeah, a lot of rejection that guys experience can be prevented. So here are a few ways. One is to look for signals. You don't always get them, but you need to learn to read body language. Look for a woman who makes eye contact with you, especially if the eye contact lasts more than 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That means that she's potentially interested in you. And smiling is a big one. If she smiles at you, you might as well just go over and talk to her because you know, women don't smile at men they don't want to talk to. So look for signals. The second thing is if you want to talk to a woman or approach a woman, you know, do what I call try a receptivity test. You want to see how receptive she is to talking. So in this case, you throw out a very brief question or comment. Like if you're standing at line at Starbucks, you can say, you know, do you know what a macchiato is? Or you could say, God, my caffeine withdrawals are kicking in. And, you know, she may laugh or she may, you know, not respond at all. Either way, you know, you're kind of testing her receptivity. If she comes off cold, leave her alone.
That's true.
But if she laughs or seems to want to talk to you, you can kind of see where it goes.
Right.
And that's one way. Instead of, you never want to trap a woman and make her feel like she has to talk to you.
Right.
You know, you never want to corner her. Finally, I generally tell guys in social situations to kind of build rapport before you ask a woman out. You know, kind of get to know her a little bit, talk to her, build a connection over something that doesn't have to do with dating. You know, like if you're sitting and watching the game at a bar, you can build a connection over the, your love of the Broncos or the fact that you hate, you know, Tom Brady or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, and the more you do that, the more likely she is to at least give you a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, that definitely useful advice there, you know. And I definitely recommend the book. You sent me a little excerpt of it, and it sounds pretty interesting to me. The book is Changing Your Game, A Man's Guide to Success with Women with Christy Hartman. Do you have a website where people can check out more?
And Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. My Twitter name is the Denver Date Doctor. And
That's the Denver cute. Date Doctor.
That's
okay.
Cute.
And I and it's ChristyHartman.com is my website.
So if people have questions for you and whatnot, do you answer them on Twitter or your Facebook, or is it a website on your website? Do you have anything like that or what?
Yeah, I have. You can contact me through my website. My email is there. It's DrChristyHartman@gmail. And you know, you can contact me on Twitter. I definitely love to talk to people.
Awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And do you have any dating services that you provide as well? That you want to promote?
I do. I do. Okay. I am a dating coach. I give help for every possible thing, including getting your online profile up to snuff so people want to actually contact you.
Sounds
yes,
good.
I do offer services.
Okay, everybody.
That's
so
awesome.
Go to ChristyHartman.com and check out the book again, Changing Your Game. Christy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me. I had a great time.
Sure.
Absolutely,
good luck.
Yeah.
All the best with the book.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Except, you know, she was on the cell phone, and that makes me crazy, you know, because, you know, sometimes the connection is just not there, you know.
But I understood her,
Yeah. You know.
But,
I just get very picky with these things.
No. Well, I don't have a landline.
Yeah.
So, like,
I know,
example,
not many people do anymore.
No.
Huh?
Like, for example, like, I'm doing a radio show at noon today for, the reality rally that I'm involved with, and, they're interviewing me or whatever about it. And they're calling me on my cell phone.
Yeah.
You know? But
hopefully,
I mean,
it'll be good. Yeah, for the most part it works. You know,
I do
sometimes.
Everything on my phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think men definitely need help with, like, I find that actually a lot of my friends, you know, that the pickup artists, that's a huge thing. But there's other books that are out now, and I forget what they're called, but a friend of mine is reading them, and they have steps to take. And they actually make sense. Like what she's saying about being in line at Starbucks and coming up with something weird. They have these challenges that he does, and it's actually funny. And one of them is to go and get your nails done at a nail salon to see what it's like to get them done. And so I took him, and we went to do it, and he's like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm like, yeah, see? Not groom your damn nails. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying every guy like he has to, because some of you just naturally have great nails and whatever, but some don't, especially if you work with your hands. If you're constantly working with your hands and they're like, you know, dry or whatnot, put some lotion on, get them done, you know, like, we don't want, like, gnarly, like, hands touching us either, like, it's got, like, you know what I mean, like, if you have, like, cracked hands and they're, like, chafing against our skin, like, ugh, no.
Don't like that.
No, because it feels rough, like, we don't want rough hands.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. But yeah, like, there's a lot of, I used to do this thing back in the day, I had this thing where I was doing dating tips for men, because it was like people would write me all the time. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to give you a few things. Let me just tell you about a few things, what to do and what not to do. And it's funny because guys really don't know.
Right.
Like, they really don't know.
They don't. I mean, nobody teaches you that stuff, you know.
Right.
You just kind of like have to try it for yourself and see whether it works or not, you know, what works and what doesn't. And and that issue with rejection is a big deal, you know, because it's just like in sales, you know. I mean, you have to go through a lot of no's to get a yes.
Right.
And if you don't have thick skin, you know, sometimes you just give up.
But you shouldn't worry or take too much on the rejection thing, because it's just like, okay, for me, it's the same thing with like acting, you know, when I go to auditions.
Like auditions, right.
It's just literally like, it doesn't mean they don't think you're hot and or like you or whatever. Maybe they have shit going on in their life. Maybe they have a boyfriend. Maybe they just broke up with someone and they hate men right now.
Right.
Maybe they're lesbian. Yeah. Maybe you don't know.
Right.
You know, maybe they haven't, they're just, in maybe there someone passed away.
Yeah.
Maybe you have no idea what's
so
going on.
So you don't
want
to take it personally, you say.
No, don't take it personally because you have no idea what's going on in their life or in their head right then and there. They could be going through some major shit, but they could be all smiles because they hide it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you don't take it to heart and just it just that's just the way. I mean, like with me, I'm friends with a lot of guys.
Right.
I have a lot of guy friends. You know, and I don't know, like I'll talk to anyone. I like talking to people. Like, I don't mind. I'll talk to whoever. But
because you're confident, you know, I mean, you know that you don't mind if you talk to them and they think you're picking them up or something like that.
There's another thing.
Yeah.
Is sometimes I don't know that you're trying to pick, or it's like I think that we're just talking about something, or and that's me. Like I talk all the time in line. I'll turn around because I think out loud sometimes, and like I don't mean to, and then or then I can't decide between two different things, and I'll just turn around to someone and be like, pick, which one's better, da 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 da, like randomly, and the guy will be like, this one, and I'm like, okay, thanks. And I turned back around, and that's all I wanted. I didn't really want a conversation with them. I'm random. Just, I think out loud, you know? And so, like, I will turn around and like, whatever. And I think it catches people off guard, like, what the hell?
It does, you know? And people think, well, maybe she's interested, you know? She's starting to talk to me and stuff. So men will think that, you know? And,
So. But just be confident. That's all. Yeah. I mean, do the same thing. Like, be in line. Like, that's a perfect... What she said is great. Because if you're not directly coming up to someone and saying, hey, I think, you know, I'd like to take you out. That just... That gets too, like,
people don't like that, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... No, but if you find another way, like common ground, like you're in a sports bar, start talking about, you know, the game and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, chicks like that. Girls like that. Especially if they're involved in the game, like, you know, and they're football. Like, if... Then yeah, start find a common ground. If you're in Starbucks, that was a great example of what she said. Like, I'm not sure which one to get. What do you think's better, this one or this one? And then I'll be like, oh, this one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's true. I mean, once you break the ice, it's easy
fine.
Then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate confident guys in that way.
Yeah.
Now if you're like being really nervous and dorky about it, I'm gonna know. But then I think it's cute and endearing.
Yeah.
So. And regardless, I'm going to talk to you, even if I'm with someone or I'm not interested in that way. But, like, you seem nice, so why not, you know?
That's true, yeah.
That's
how you make friends and stuff. It doesn't mean everybody you meet, you have to go out with them.
No, and don't take things personally at all because, you know, especially in L.A., it's a really hard place. Major cities are a really hard place, I think. To meet people, it's really hard. People are, like, busy. They've got so much going on in their lives. And I think too here, like there are some bitchy freaking girls,
right.
And maybe it's like come across bitchy, maybe because they're not confident,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Or they're having a shitty day. So don't take it personal.
Yeah. Now women are attracted to status too, though, right? I mean, that's like the main thing, I think.
I mean, yeah, I'm attracted to status. Here's what I'm attracted to. Right. I'm attracted.
I'm not saying necessarily a lot of money. I'm just saying status. You know, someone who's confident. Who, you know, who is accepted in society and feels like, you know.
Well, I mean, of course we all are in a way, but I feel like I think that what I'm attracted to is someone who's got their shit together. That's what it is. You have your shit together. So if you have you have a job and you're very confident in your work and your job and, you know, you're dressed well, that shows me your shit's together.
Right.
And you're just a confident, you know, person in general, then I'm like, okay, that attracts me.
Yeah, you see, and that's important because for men, it's not. So men don't realize that for women, it is important that you have a good job, that, you know, you settle down, you're not living with your mom, and, you know, you can take care of yourself. I think that's what women want to see.
It's all about taking care of yourself and just being, like, confident. It's a huge thing. It really is. I don't want, because I also went, women, we want a guy, whether, even if we're a strong woman, like I'm pretty strong, I still want a guy who I feel protected by,
right.
You know, like I want to feel like, okay, if shit goes down or if I'm scared or whatever the hell, he's going to protect me.
Right.
So if a guy doesn't have a job or if he's living with his mother, how the hell is he going to protect me or take care of me?
Yeah.
He's not. There's no, I mean, I'm, or maybe he will, but I don't think so. I think that's just lame.
Yeah.
So, I think it's, that's what women are just, we think it's sexier when you get your shit together. Get your shit together.
Yeah. Be financially independent. You don't have to be rich, but at least have something, you know?
Exactly.
And show that you're willing and you're trying.
Right.
But, because women don't like guys that don't have a job and they don't work, you know? I mean, it's funny because when you look on want ads, it's always like, you know, when a woman advertises, it's like, you know, you better have a job, you know, and a car, or something like that.
That's funny.
You know?
Well, yeah, and a car is a big thing, too. You got to have a car,
yeah.
Especially in L.A. You got to have a car. What, are you going to pick me up on your bike?
Yeah.
You know? No. I mean, and a lot of women are still, depending how old the girl is too, but a lot of people are still old-fashioned in a way. You know, I'm totally cool with picking a guy up or whatnot, but not on the first time. Like, right. It depends. If I ask you out, then yeah, I'll meet you out or I'll pick you up. And usually meeting out is safer because it's an escape. If you don't click, then
that's
you can just
true.
Leave.
Yeah.
That's way better. But if for women that are a little bit older and we're like, you think they're more traditional, go by their age too. Like if you're like 21, you're early 20s, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But if you're older, then you got to pick them up, and you can't just be showing up on your bicycle, or you know, you got to have a car. It doesn't have to be a great car. Just the fact that you have one, it doesn't matter.
That's
like
true.
I don't care about that. Like I don't care about how much. I don't care that you're not where you want to be yet. It's just the fact that you are on your path.
Right.
Then it shows like you know you're working towards your goals.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, that you're not a lazy ass. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
No one wants a lazy ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one.
Well.
Anyway.
So we were talking about your temper, and you reminded us you're Italian and everything. Now, does that mean that all Italians are hot-headed, or what is it?
I think most people know that, pretty much. Yeah, I'm Sicilian, so I'm
a little
bit crazy.
It's a big generalization, but, you know.
It is, but we are hot-headed. I mean, and Sicilians, we are way crazy. You know, and I grew up in a family that, like, that's just you express a lot. You just, you're very expressive.
Right.
No, I change my ways because so I get really pissed off and you'll see me go off and it's not good. But it's, you know, I grew up in a family that you express yourselves verbally and loud and you throw things. And
so it's accepted.
It's accepted.
Right,
That's the way it was. Now, do I do that still? I try not. No, I don't. Unless I'm like way, way beyond. And it takes me a lot to get there. And
really?
I really don't.
Yeah.
It's very rare to see me do that anymore. But because I'm just way more calmer and I just don't want to be like that.
You get mellower with age, I think.
You do. You know? You do. You just kind of chill out. And it's just like, why stress? And oh gosh, you know, I kind of just shut up and walk away.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'll walk away. Leave me alone for 10 minutes, maybe an hour. It just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Just judge it out. Leave me alone. Just give me my damn space.
Yeah.
Let me cool off. Come back to me in an hour, and I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, I get over things really quickly.
That's good.
I get pissed, and leave me
so
alone for a bit.
You don't hold grudges.
No. But if you follow me around, don't leave me alone, I don't know what I will say. And that's why I walk away, because I don't want to say anything.
Right.
I just want to just leave, give me my space, let me chill the hell out, and then we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's
unless
you do something really crazy,
so no,
then it's like then
nobody
I won't talk
piss her off. Keep a distance.
And that's another thing. It's like then if you do something really horrible to me, like just like this wrong, then I won't talk to you. I'll actually ignore you for a long time.
Yeah.
I'll ignore you for a whole year. I'm great at silent treatments.
Yeah.
I'm kind of awesome at it.
I know, me too. I had to grow up with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We learned it well at home.
Yeah,
huh?
You do.
That's a terrible thing, though, to do, you know?
I know. What about you? And like, when you're mad, what happens?
When I'm mad, you know, the thing is, I haven't been mad in a long time. And, you know, I've got mellower and stuff. But I used to be angry at everything, especially drivers and traffic. And, you know, I still don't have the patience for traffic. But I don't really get pissed where I start cussing and, you know, and shouting and stuff like that. But, I mean, there were times when I would... if someone would honk to me or something, I would stop the car, get out of the car.
Really?
Yeah. And
okay,
try
then.
To scare them that way, you know?
All right, let me explain something with that. Let me explain what happened to me. And how crazy. And so you can't do it because you can get shot.
I know. It's crazy. But that's what I'm saying. I mean,
right.
when you're like, you know, mad with anger and
you
stuff.
You gotta be, yeah.
Yeah, you don't think about
it. I was on Highland going down to the airport. I was picking up a friend from the airport and was on the phone with my mother.
Uh-huh.
And my phone was on speaker and it was sitting in the middle of my car. And Highland, for those who don't know, it's a very busy street. There's two lanes and then there's another lane with cars that are parked and trash cans, you know, with like whatever. So this guy was just, I had road rage and he was like zigging out of people and I wasn't paying attention. Like I saw him coming and I was like, all right, whatever. And he was trying to get around me. And then I had slammed on my brakes because someone in front of me, like, I was trying to avoid something. So I wound up getting over just, like, really quick. So I guess he thought that I was, like, messing with him, and I wasn't. I really was. And if I'm messing with you, you'll know it. Because I went to racing school, dude. Anyway, but no, and I wasn't. I was just, like, in my own world, like, whatever. And he kept trying to push me. He got mad, trying to push me off the road. He kept trying. Yes. He would ram his car practically into mine to push me off. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I like, pull over, and then I, like, go around. I'm like, I'm just going to get away from him. This is just crazy right now. And I'm in a good mood because I'm picking up my friend from Australia. Like, I'm so excited, talking to my mom, blah, blah, whatever. And I'm like, this guy is crazy. So then he, like, literally, he does ram me off the road. He takes his car and rams it into mine. So I don't want I don't want my car to get
hit. So it actually touched it?
Well, I moved it last minute, and I had to get over, and I went into a bunch of, like, trash cans on the side. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Uh-huh. So then I'm like, wow. So I just wait to go behind him. Then he waits. And, like, it's this whole, like, game thing. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get away from him at this point. Right. You can't get off Highland because there is a median all the way down, and there's houses on the other side. So there's nowhere to go. Like, I'm stuck. You know what he does? This asshole pulls his car, and he takes it sideways onto two lanes. So he's blocking both lanes sideways.
Wow.
It's crazy. Gets out of his car, and I have my windows down, and I'm like, what the hell is happening? Comes around, starts going crazy. I think people think I'm a dude as well because I have tinted windows and I have, like, rims and whatever. I, like, pimp my car out. And I'm in, like, you know, like an SUV. So I see this. I roll the windows up at last minute, just like it's just as his hand goes to punch my window. He gets mad that he hits his hand, punches his window. His hand hurts. He gets mad. Uh-huh. So he kicks my car door in. Wow. So I have this huge dent, and I'm like, what the fuck? My mother's hearing all of this, and I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Oh, my God.
That's scary.
It was
as hell,
so crazy.
Huh?
And then I was like, okay. I had two cell phones at the time, so I took another phone that I had, and I started videoing it. I'm like, I'm going to video this, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then I went and I took a picture of his license plate. So then he saw what I was doing, and I was like, and then he drove off over top the median into traffic.
Wow.
On the other side. And took off on someone's front lawn. And then, like, I was literally like, what the hell just happened?
Whoa.
What the hell just happened? So I called the cops, and he got in a lot of trouble and everything. Actually, he got in major shit. So they went and arrested him and all. But it's just like, that's what I'm talking about. That's insane.
Yeah.
And then like,
people are crazy, you know? I mean,
insane.
The thing is that I remember once when I was driving on the freeway, and this guy cut in front of me, you know? He was, like, trying to race with me and stuff. And I got really pissed because he cut in front of me.
Right.
So I started chasing him, and we're, like, doing 95 on the freeway, and I'm, like, on his tail.
See, I would have played your game.
You see? So, and then suddenly he just slams on his brakes.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. And I slammed on mine and started, like, spinning in the middle of the freeway.
Yeah, scary.
And I was stopped, like, facing the traffic.
Wow.
And so luckily everybody slowed down and stuff, and I could get away from there. But that taught me a lesson,
See?
You know. Don't fuck around with people on the road, man.
No.
People are crazy.
Well, here's the thing. When people used to race me all the time, I would play the game.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I went, like I said, I went to racing school. This is when I was, like, younger. I don't do this anymore because I just don't. I'm so much more chill. I just don't care. And it's scary. But back then, it's like I had this mentality where, dude, you think that you can get a one-up on me because you can't. Because the thing is, you're trying to race me. You're fucking with me. So I'm going to reciprocate. I'm going to fuck with you back because I know I'm a good driver. I did go to racing school. You chances are you didn't. I grew up in a car family that races all the time. So go ahead, dude. Play this game. Totally fine. I'm totally fine with playing it because I'm going to win. And I used to do that all the time. But, like, and this is, like, 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago. I was awful, and I would always win. And then they would be like, you know, oh my God, it's a girl. Oh my God. Then they would freak out, like, I didn't realize it was a girl. Shit, I was, you know, like, oh my, damn, okay. And I'm like, that's right, that's right, you know. But I don't do that anymore because it is so scary, and I don't care. And it's funny because when I'm in traffic and I'm like, oh, this sucks, I don't have road rage anymore. And maybe it's because of meditating and just being so much more, I don't know, I'm just more chill. Mm. I'll get off the highway and I'll find another way around it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just figure it out.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, why sit? And nowadays you also have, like, the traffic on your phone and whatnot, but I don't get mad anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, I plan for it.
Yeah, that's good. Because it hurts you most of all.
It does.
Know?
You're hurting yourself.
Yeah.
To carry that anger and that energy around like that, you're ruining your own day.
No, I know. I mean, I used to be angry all the time, you know, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. It's tiring to live like that.
Yeah. What made you stop?
You know, like I said, I
medicine.
Just I just kind of mellowed out and yeah. stuff over the years.
Yeah.
And yeah, started to look at things differently, you know, and, mm-hmm. and don't look at it like the whole world is against you.
Right.
And yeah, you gotta be in a good place in your life too, yeah. you know. Otherwise, everything irritates you.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And don't let it, because you're ruining yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you really are. You're ruining your
yeah,
own
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You ruining yourself.
Anyway. All right. Well, we learned a lot about picking up women today, so take those lessons with you and use them wisely.
Right? Oh, my God.
All right. Then who do we have tomorrow? Do you remember?
Yeah, actually, we have Phil Brock. He's an actor and owner of STG Talent, and he's coming in tomorrow, and he's funny. He's hilarious. You guys are going to enjoy
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, join us tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
All right.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.